in federal prison.
Well, Amber Sherman, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Community organizer, member of the show Black Lives Matter Memphis chapter, host of the podcast The Law According to Amber. We have 15 seconds, the message from his family.
We want justice for Tyree, and that looks like abolishing the police.
I want to thank you so much for being with us from Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, where Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated April 4th, 1968. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for a director of technology to lead our broadcast digital IT operations. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. This is another edition of Democracy Now!
You've got your radio dial set to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Pinckney Hall will start in just a few seconds.
Children cry, I wonder does the world hear it? I heard you know the truth and want to stand up to apartheid, genocide, but you're too afraid to share it. I heard they killed over 10,000 innocent, and women and children make up more than 60%. Plenty more under the rubble, and I heard that number is set to double by the time this message is sent. I heard my tax money turned into bomb money, that kill a child and his sister and his mom money. I heard they took my land and my home and now my family's gone. What more do you want from me? They cut off my source of water and my source of food. Cut off my internet and my electricity too. I'm a human, right? So where are my human rights? Please show the world what's happening. I'm begging you. We gotta tell the truth. And if I die today and my grave is a pile full of rubble, just remember my name. Remember my name. Tonight, no, I died as a martyr, everything is alright. What I would do for a loaf of bread to feed my sister and brother before they both are dead. They hold me tight as a plane flies overhead, and what's left of our home on a broken bed. It's been 75 years of us dying here, colonized by a Zionist pioneer. You can open up your phone and see the blood splatter, searching through the rubble, grown men crying tears. They haven't let me leave Gaza for my whole life. Gave me no opportunities and no rights. Cut the electric off again, we got no lights. Pitch black, house shaking, bombs dropping all night. How could anybody think it's all right? These missiles have no names, they drop them on our grade schools. Do you have no shame? They want to wipe us all out. I pray the world speaks up. I don't know how much more I can take of this pain. If I die today and my grave is a pile full of rubble, just remember my name. Remember my name. And if I lose my life by tonight, no, I died as a martyr, everything is alright.
There we go. Good morning. You're in Pinckney Hall here on WRCT Pittsburgh. The song you just heard was by A. Rob, who is from Harrisburg, actually, but now recording in Philadelphia. The name of the song was Martyr. That was issued as a single, and A. Rob was at Pawtucketonk. He was on the stage at Pawtucketonk last year, 2024. And what we are going to be doing for most of the show today is playing music by artists who will be performing at Pawtucketonk this year, this weekend. We now have Pawtucketonk on Friday evening and all day Saturday. If you want more information, I'm sure they have a website that you can find, if you can figure out how to spell Pawtucket Tonk. Actually, it's just the way it sounds, so it's not that hard. It's just not something that you have typed into your computer probably very often. So, there are artists that will be performing this weekend or have recently performed up at Pawtucket Tonk. We brought back a couple of oldies. Well, they're not that old, just a year or two, like A-Rob there. Okay, before we do all of that, we're going to... what are we going to do? We'll do the PSAs. That's what we're going to do. If I can find them. What happened to the PSAs? All of a sudden, the PSAs have disappeared here. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find them somewhere. Gotta find a good one here. Here we go. I haven't read this one for a while. Did you ever have a dizzy spell and almost fall? Are you afraid the spells are getting worse? There is a helpline from the Vestibular Disorders Association at 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org. A dizzy spell. I hadn't thought of this, but a dizzy spell. Maybe you need to consult somebody who can help out with spells, you know? Well, maybe we have a PSA for that somewhere. Okay, what else are we going to do here? Oh, okay, we got dizzy spells. Now let's talk about dementia. For people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, the loss of driving can signal a loss of independence. But it's important not to ignore the risks associated with driving. The American Academy of Neurology has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's or dementia should stop driving. The guideline advises caregivers to watch for warning signs, which include crashes, traffic tickets, avoiding driving at night or in rain, and an aggressive or impulsive personality. Well, you know, this applies to people without Alzheimer's too. What about them? But anyhow, just read the thing, Kenny Joe. While these examples may help assess whether a loved one with even mild dementia is unable to drive, a doctor should be consulted. Caregivers should also be aware of their state's driving laws. To learn more about driving risk with dementia or to find a neurologist near you, visit the American Academy of Neurology's website for patients and caregivers at aan.com. That's aan.com. Okay. Those are your two PSAs for the day. Now, let me say a little bit about Pawtucket Tonk for people that don't know what's going on. Pandemic Pete is the organizer of Pawtucket Tonk, and he has what Kenny Joe considers to be a fine taste in music. Festivals like Pawtucket Tonk originated from mostly from brass bands that sprung up, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. Around the country, that usually that played for the most part music from the Balkan areas, former Yugoslavia, Romania, Transylvania, places like that. And in addition, some wandered off into other things, but that was the basis for it. And in Pawtucket Tonk, yes, we will have. Several bands like that, including a couple of local bands. And the rest of Pawtucket Tonk is going to have a more international flavor. And the song you're going to hear next is by a group, Ames Harding and the Mirage. Ames himself is international. He's lived in many different places, and has kind of, I would call the style all his own. He'll be opening up Pinckney Hall, but when he will be in, well, he'll be at Pawtucketonk Saturday, but Kenny Joe doesn't have a Pandemic Pete's playlist. I don't think anybody does, so who knows when he'll be playing. But we're started off with Ames Harding and the Mirage doing Dance of the Red Flower.
Scratches of a violin fade, dancing in a sway to the bass drum. Back cinch me, swing me, shake my skin. Closer to heaven in the state I'm in. Ashes, embers, and the gruesome grave, burning out of break. Just to pass the day, moon rises as the creatures sway. Pick me for my petals, penny for my heart.
Next up, we have Coletta and the Super Yamba Band. Coletta himself was born in Benin, but as far as I think he has done most of his music in Nigeria. The two countries are very close to each other, so here he goes. Next up, we have a trio from Niger. At least two out of three of them are from Niger. I believe the third is brought up here in the States. This is a new group. This is called Takot, and they are the rhythm section of Mdou Mokhtar, which hopefully some of you have heard on his visits to Pittsburgh. There is one just a few months ago. So here they go. That last song was by the Undertow Brass Band that was known as can't think of anything today. The What Cheer Brigade, when they recorded that several years ago. The name of the song is You Can't See Inside of Me. And that was, well, actually, that was the name of the CD. Punk Gratitude is the name of the song. They will be playing Saturday, one of several brass bands locally, Mayday Brass Band and Colonel Eagleburger's band will be also in the brass band category, playing on Saturday. Also, Timbaliza, which is really not a brass band, but is a Brazilian Batucada band. And then we got three more brass bands, too, on Saturday. Two on Saturday, the Detroit Party Marching Band and the Lemon Bucket Orchestra, who we will hear from later. They're out of Toronto. And also tomorrow, we've got Rambunctious, also from Toronto, a brass band. So all sorts of things happening at Petonka Tonk. Also in that set, before we had the Undertow Brass Band, we had Takat doing Amadinen, from the CD by the same name. It's their first release. They just started recording together a little bit ago. And before that, we had Coletta and the Super Yamba Band. And we started the set off with Ames Harding and the Mirage. Let's see now. This is a little more complicated. Coletta and Ames Harding are both playing Friday night along with Rambunctious. Those are the three bands that will be there Friday night. Friday night is a recent innovation. Shivapi is going to be served. Probably other foods too. Shivapi is it is a Balkan sausage that Kenny Joe himself is very fond of. You can get it now in Pittsburgh, and you can get it in Shenley Park tomorrow. Okay, so what else do I have to do? I told you enough about the music. I will tell you about an underwriter here. How about that? WRCT is supported by Tartan Inc. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop located in the University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, an assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, and large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, collating, and comb, thermal, and coil binding. Tartan Inc. is also an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. Or pick up the phone and dial 412-268-4828. Okay. What's happening here? Next up, we're going to play a song from La Perla, a duo from Colombia that will not be here this year. This is Noldi. They were here last year. We'll be right back.
querían bajar, tumba, la querían bajar, tumba, la querían bajar, tumba, 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 por todo lo que sabía. La querían bajar, tumba, la querían bajar, tumba, la querían bajar, tumba, 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 porque hacía lo que quería. Salía de noche por cómo se vestía, porque fumaba hierba y a nadie obedecía, porque tomaba trago, bailaba todo el día, por puta, por monja, por fea bandida. Mamá a mí me decían la bruja, mamá a mí me decían la bruja. Que salía de noche por cómo se vestía, porque fumaba hierba y a nadie obedecía, porque tomaba trago, bailaba todo el día, por puta, por monja, por fea bandida.
Manojo de ruda, plumas de quetzal, hierba gatera, cardo bendito, cuarzo, un puñado de sal. Santa María, soy tan pecadora, ¿será que me podré salvar? Por mi culpa, por mi culpa, por mi culpa, por mi culpa, por mi culpa. Me venían diciendo, ¡bruja! ¿Me creen que va? ¡Bruja! Ya no tengo miedo, ¡bruja! Me quité el disfraz, ¡bruja! Hago lo que quiero, ¡bruja! No me va a callar, ¡bruja! Pero en el intento, ¡bruja! Hazlo escuchar.
Y chao a mi chala micha, y ya chao a mi chala micha, mi yare obra mía, a mi chala micha, a mi chala micha, a mi chala micha. Y ya chao a mi chala micha, y ya chao a mi chala micha, mi yare obra mía, a mi chala micha, a mi chala micha, a mi chala micha.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you what was in that last set. The last set was from a band from Philadelphia, the West Philadelphia Orchestra, that has appeared in a couple of recent Pawtucket Talks. They will not be here this year, though. The name of the song was, you know, I should learn to pronounce this. It's either Kokek, which I think is what it is, or Sosek. But it's a, I'll go with the hard sound. Kokek It Out, off of their 2016 release, Tour to Philly. Before that, we had Ocan, a duo from living in Toronto. I think they're both born in Cuba. Anyhow, they were playing Cuban music. The name of the song was Espiral, off of the release by the same name. And before that, from Colombia, we had La Perla doing Bruja. That was a single. La Perla was here, I think. They were here last year. They will not be here this time around. But Ocan, all caps, O-K-A-N, from Toronto. You know, they're one at least three groups that are here from Toronto. They're, in addition to them, the Lemon Bucket Orchestra, who we're going to play next, is from Toronto. And Rambunctious, who is playing tonight, is from Toronto. So we have good Torontonian presence at Pawtucket Talk this year. I need to tell you about a couple of other shows on WRCT before we go here. Let's see. How about there's so many shows. You know, I think we might even be on random schedule right now because the present term at CMU is winding down. And when that happens, the DJs that we have here who are also students at CMU, generally their WRCT has them go out among the people and find out what's happening in the music world, around the world. So, you know, so it can inform our playlist for September. So the folks that are out checking out the music that's happening will not have shows this summer, but the rest of us who are more sedentary will. Anyhow, enough of that. I'm going to tell you about Breakfast for Dinner. Pull up a chair. It's Breakfast for Dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Saturday night, 6 to 7, only on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and streaming live at WRCT.org. And then from the basement. From the basement, broadcasting what's what in alt rock indie, followed by a spread of electronic subgenres. Hosted by Addy, Fridays at 8 p.m., only on WRCT. Okay, next up, Lemon Bucket. Doing what we might call a classical Balkan song, in that most brass bands in that genre have recorded it. But here's Lemon Bucket Orchestra's version of Lume Lume. Thank you.
si attorno a re. Trezește lume, sorul
niciodată lume.
Cape. That's going to do it for us. That was the Lemon Bucket Orchestra from Toronto doing Lume Lume. They will be playing Saturday at Pawtucketalk. And what else do I have to tell you? I have to tell you that you are currently listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, broadcasting at 88.3 FM. I appreciate you turning in this morning. Hope we have good weather for Pawtucketalk. Before we turn things over to Zombo here, let me mention that, I'm going to be here the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be here the next two Fridays. I'm not sure what we're doing, but we may be celebrating a birthday, either Bob Dylan's or Harry Smith's or maybe both of them. But but then after that, Kenny Joe's Summer Wanderlust is going to kick in, and I don't know. But I'll be here the rest of May anyway. So once again, thanks for listening. Here's Zombo.
Government figures, son, that prove how hard it is to succeed in life. It says if you ask 100 average young men 25 years old, everyone thinks he's going to be a success someday. But look what happens to them by the time they're 65. 36 of them, it says here, will be dead. 5 will be well on. 5 more will still be trying to earn a living. But 54 of these men, and now this is Meeson, 54 of these men, more than half of them, have to depend on others for the food they put in their mouths.
It's good wise when you're young, 'cause you can only be young but for once. Enjoy yourself and have lots of fun. Serve God and live, my friend, and it will never done. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. No, wiser words. Was ever spoken. Prince Buster doing Enjoy Yourself. It's later than you think. And that song goes way back. I have a version of Doris Day singing it on an old 78. There we go. And we started with Government Figures by Stephen Fisk. And today we have reached the top, the very top of Maslow's Pyramid of Needs. If you're just joining us now, well, you're just late for the bus, but you're enjoying the tip top. It's like coming in just for dessert. And today, all songs about being the best human being you can be. It's the top of the pyramid. And this is being creative, living your fullest life, being like doing arts, doing self-actualization, being the greatest you can be. You know, the best person you can be. And what Maslow's pyramid was all about is this dude. He was kind of a piece of work, too. It was for a guy that just was so profound with human nature. He was quite the racist and pretty much an all around dual-edged guy. You know, so needless to say, the bottom of the pyramid, the what it takes to survive and be a self-actualized human, to have a good life, you need food, you need shelter, you need warmth. So that was the first show we did. Second show is you needed safety, security, freedom from fear. How about that one? We kind of, two out of three ain't bad. That was the second level. Third level was a friendship. You need friends. You need friends. And then we the whole show friendship. Then the was respect and self esteem. That's the fourth layer. Very tip top of the pyramid is self actualization, creativity, and being the best person you can possibly be. And some people just kind of mosey through life. You know, they get about three or four of those levels. Those last two levels are not a given. You really, and they all build on each other. You got to be, I think, a decent person to get respect. You got to be a decent person to be, well, I guess a lot of creative people are real jag-offs. Kind of has a little bit of a hole in the top of that pyramid. But next week, at the very top of the pyramid, something this Maslow guy completely forgot, and that is money. Sadly, in this world we live in, it is the tip of the pyramid, like on the back of a dollar bill. It's that eyeball on top of the pyramid. It's going to be all next week's show is all about money. And they say money can't buy happiness, but sure can avoid a lot of misery. And speaking of misery, let's go back into time. I used to play this song when I had my teenage early 20 years. I would play this song as inspiration. My skill set, we're talking a college dropout, pretty limited skill set, not made for manual labor, not made to sit in a cubicle, not made to actually take orders from some boss. So already, I got three strikes against me. But, you know, I remember playing this song. I had some crummy computer job in this factory. And it wasn't even like cool computer stuff. It was like loading cards into a card sorter. That kind of a manual job. It was a manual job. It wasn't like, you know, push a button and let the magic happen. It's like loading tapes up, throwing cards in, you know, throwing stuff and putting diskettes and doing. So basically it was just like a lot of chimpanzee work. And So for 9 years I did that, and I always struggled. What can I do? And I remember I just wanted to do not.